Hello, and you're very welcome to the Townhead podcast. It's season 4, episode 11. This keeps going. Oh my God, I'm fed up of this already. Look, it's disappointment in Daly Mount as Dundalk fall to a 1-0 defeat with Akintunde stealing in for a header with 10 minutes to go. Mind you, it was about another 10 minutes of added time after to have absolutely no added time at all tonight and to go through this match with us tonight is Stephen McKeffitt. Steph, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Christopher.
There will be no added time tonight. We're getting in and out of here fairly quickly.
No.
Steph, took it's another defeat. There's definitely plenty of positives to be taken, but unfortunately not on the scoreline.
Yeah, it was a bit like all bark and no bite, I suppose, up top. It's pretty much along the same lines as Oriel Park the other night, except unfortunately we conceded this time. So after about 60 minutes, you're probably thinking this is going to end another nil-nil draw.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they got the all-important goal. Like you said, we did show very good signs. We did get a couple of dangerous crosses along the 6-yard box, and unfortunately, we didn't have someone just there at the right place at the right time, like we'd spoken about, you know. Mm-hmm. To just put them tap-ins in, but yeah, like you said, we play well to a certain point, and then I don't know whether it's lack of ideas, wrong decisions, or just not having a killer instinct or something like that up top. So it's just frustrating again, I suppose.
Look, we knew going into this one that Zach Johnson would be missing and John Mountney, so in came Maioa and Doyle. Doyle was a bit of a surprise. I know you love to send the old teams into us. Even that one caught you out.
Yeah, look, I didn't think he'd be coming in, for the simple reason being that when he featured this season, yeah, I think in his own admission, he'd probably say he hadn't had the best of time since he's been blighted with injuries since he signed with the club, and he looked very promising in the first couple of months we've seen him, but form for whatever reason coincided probably with us being very poor as well. So yeah, look, I think he was a bit of a surprise admission. I thought possibly we would have stayed the same formation and just Durant would have come in for Mountney and Davies drop back to right back. I thought that was, we obviously knew Johnson wasn't going to be playing. It looked like a serious enough injury, and Meyer replaced him the other night and done reasonably well. So I think that one was pretty straightforward. But yeah, I think Paul Doyle was the bit of a cove ball.
There seemed to be a very strong wind. Like you could see it in Daly Mount. Yeah. It was blowing right the way across. Do you think we used those elements enough in that first half? Like, we had plenty of corners and everything. They just need to be swung out a little bit more, sort of kind of dropping in the 6-yard box maybe. But we tend to kind of, you know, it was a busy box that was in there. Could we have done something different? Or how do you use that? Because if you ask me, in the second half, I thought Bowles used the elements a whole lot better. The ball hung up a little bit more for them. They got big guys in underneath it, but we just didn't seem to have that same prowess.
Yeah, like, look, you could see the game plan. It was sort of clear as day. They were trying to isolate that Estonian right back against Robbie Mann, and the once or twice he did get the ball into his feet, he looked a lot sharper and looked a lot more dangerous. I think the chance right at the end of the first half, like, typified what he's all about. You know, he drops the shoulder, lets the ball run past him, and it's just raw pace to get there before the defender, and it's a smashing ball across, and it's just a pity someone couldn't knock it in. But look, I thought 3 or 4 times you get free kicks halfway through our half and they're just smashed. I think there was a couple of people guilty of it, like Shelby, Doyle just spring to mind, but there was one or two others as well, and they were just overhitting it, that slight bit.
Yeah.
You could see the wind was picking up the whole time and that, but you'd like to think we could have worked it in more, and then, you know, maybe take the shots on from a wee bit further distance. Their keeper seemed pretty pretty confident, pretty assured. But like, if you don't take the shots on him, you're not gonna find out. Like, I was really struggling to think of a real effort we had on that he had to pull off a save bar.
No. I don't think we had any on target, I think, in the whole match, which kind of sums it all up. Right. You know, like in the first half, I think that Robbie Benson chance inside the box where he blazes it over, that was probably one of our best chances, and we got to do better with those ones, haven't we?
Yeah, like even like I know McDade not starting was a bit of a surprise for me. He always looks wiry and dangerous, and I was happy enough to see him on the bench, but obviously they've played on Friday as well in a tough match against Shells and in a derby. But like when he come on, he just cutting in, and he two or three snapshots that Shelby's pulled off two very good saves, and even Rooney taking it on to his right and firing it is a third excellent save for me. His reaction for it was brilliant. You know, you were slagging me the other day for not giving him enough credit, but like they were having the shots from distance and they were making the keeper pull off the saves and they were getting corners. And look, after I don't know why we were hitting outswingers, because you know it's so hard to judge when you're hitting an outswinger with that strong wind. You don't want to put it in too deep, or it just goes, or too close to the goals, or it just goes over, and then you're trying to judge it. But if you just whip it in, then the ball's going goalwards anyway, and it just takes a wee flick. That's exactly where our goal come from. Like, it was out wide, they swing it into the box, and the striker comes running on and heads it in. Like, you know, it's, you don't want to say it's not rocket science, because we're not out there ourselves, but, you know, play yourself in with the conditions, you know, make it as hard for them as you possibly can. And I thought, you know, we could put pressure on the keeper by getting it in on top of him more often, especially with, like, how many, you probably have the stats there, but it seemed like we'd plenty of corners in the first half, for sure.
We
could have switched to in-swingers. But the keeper, and, you know, like, look, if you're defending the corner and you're going back towards your goals, you're in a dangerous area. But if the ball is coming out and coming in towards you, like, you know, it's going away from goal, you're happy enough as a defender to go and meet it and try and clear it. So, seven corners in the first half. Like, the wind's massively strong, like, there. But yeah. You know, I just thought the final ball most of the time just a bit lacking for me. Or if we eventually did get a good ball in, a dangerous ball, there was just nobody there to get on the end of it. Just looked like Gullen was a wee bit yard or two off the pace again, unfortunately. So again, I don't know if that's down to carrying a niggle or not, but you know, he stayed on for the full 101 minutes.
Yeah, and I think the thing with Gullen was, I mean, you know, Stephen O'Donnell did mention before that, you know, he kind of put his hand up to maybe pay through the pain barrier just to have us have some sort of a striker on the pitch. So you'd like to think maybe that is still the issue, and that's just where the sharpness isn't. Just in the comments already tonight, just a couple of people asking, I suppose, Sam Durant not getting too much of a sniff of it. So, you know, Davey English there, just wondering, and Ben McGuinness the same. What do you think is, like, was that game probably suited to him there tonight, because we could have got the ball down and run with it a bit, because we were, in the second half in particular, we were just trying to lob balls against this strong wind, which, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that's going to be the hardest thing to do, getting it down and trying to play the ball in around, which when we seem to do, especially in, I suppose, the latter parts of the added time, you know, we're getting balls down into Horgan's feet. He was able to cut balls back along the byline, but we should have been doing that earlier in that second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just as surprised as anyone else. Like, I think the last two team sheets I sent across to you, I think I had Durant and both of them. So it was a bit like, look, the wingers that have played so far haven't really, you know, they probably haven't performed as much as they've liked. But I thought Durant, in a couple of games I'd seen him, the Waterford game, You know, he looked like almost
gives you something different, doesn't he, though?
Yeah, he was almost likely chance of getting a goal. He had a couple of efforts. Do you know, he gets the ball. If he's on the left, he cuts inside and he just seems to glide away from defenders. And like you said, like if you can get the ball into his feet, then he's going to be a threat. So I thought, you know, against the wind, you think it'd be an ideal scenario to get him into the game. But for whatever reason, I'm not sure why he wasn't thrown on. Even like, I don't know, like the boys are only in there, they're only standing in for the time being, but like they bring on Kenny with 30 seconds to go of normal time, you're thinking,
yeah,
you're 1-0 down, like
get the 2-1 as soon as you went 1-0 down, get yeah, two players on and give them something to think about.
Give it 5 minutes and then, you know, have a go at it at the end. But you know, it ended up being an extra 10 minutes or whatever it was, but you're just saying, like, you know, that could have been 20 minutes possibly if they had gotten him on at least in the 80th minute maybe. But I don't know what the hold up was on getting him on, and look, he's only back from an injury apparently, but if he's fit enough to come on, you know, you'd like to think he'd last at least 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Anthony having to come on for Mayo as well, like, when you knew Akintunde and that was going to come in the second half, you really needed Maioa's physicality in there, you know, even for their goal. You know, it's Archie Davis that's left with Akintunde as well. You know, you want one of your bigger centre halves going and challenging him for a second, because you know he's going to be the one going for it. It probably weakened their back line slightly in the game plan that they had.
Yeah, and that's probably something Maioa's going to have to work on. Like, he's over eager at times. He's probably going to have to get it into his game more or less. You know, every ball doesn't need to be won. Sometimes if the striker's back the goal and he sends the ball backwards, then, you know, his job's done. I often find that he's probably trying to, might come across harsh, but, you know, he's trying to show how strong he is how physical he is against a striker. If a striker and that big Polish lad was, he seemed big and strong.
He was a big
and monster. But, you know, like, Mayo is it well matched for him. And, you know, sometimes he was just being over eager and, look, he give away a silly yellow card and then you're always under pressure and then there was an elbow and there was another foul and, you know, the players start asking questions of the referee, and once it's highlighted, then it was only coming up to half time, and I think everyone knew, like, if he doesn't get taken off here, I think, you know, there's a strong chance of him getting a red. And, you know, effectively then Ansley gives away the free kick that leads to the goal. He's a bit rash in the tackle then as well. So yeah, look, very green, but it's probably a fair enough comment. He's only young and he's coming into it, but you'd like to think Andy Boyle, who's a wealth of experience underneath his belt, is trying to taper him down a wee bit, or just, you know, talk him through it a little bit. But look, in these little moments, you know, you can see the red mist descend at times on certain players. Not that he's, you know, he's gone over the top or he's done that and he shouldn't, but, you know, it's probably just a learning thing from him.
Yeah. I suppose the real other blot on tonight, because, you know, it was probably his best performance in a Dundalk shirt, but Robbie Mahon going off with that injury, it looked bad. When anytime you see the stretcher coming out like that and the doctor's on, it's not good. And, you know, we send our best wishes to him. We hope it's nothing too bad. But that really broke up the game and probably gave the ascendancy to Bowes as well. But like, it didn't look like a bad tackle or anything like that. As much as the commentators want to say that, you know, it was a Dundalk player trying to push Connolly into a mid-dunnet, I definitely don't think. I think he overstretched before it. Was it? Did his feet get cut in the turf as he tried to stretch out for it?
Yeah, it was hard to see, because there was Connolly was going away from the ball and then there was two coming into it. I think it was Mahan and possibly Bradshaw or one of the centre mids. But yeah, it seemed like Connolly, you know, got tangled in legs, and Mahan's just unfortunately come off the worst. And you know, we could see he was sort of in trouble straight away, and then you know, probably just the pain probably just kicked in then, and you know, it looked like, you just hate to see players down like yeah. that and in real pain, because you know, for him, he's probably coming back here hoping to, you know, make his mark in the league. He's sort of done really well here, and he got his move to the UK, which hasn't really materialized for him as much as he'd liked. But look, is he only 20 or 21 possibly? And you know, you just hope he's not out for too long, because I think he's only on loan. Is he on loan with us?
God, you're asking me a lot of questions now, and I haven't got the answer to any of these yet.
Yeah. I'll keep talking. Yeah, look, you'd like to, he's
20 years old.
20 years old, I was spot on with that one. I knew that. But yeah, look, he's looking to come in, and then you were expecting him to start the season after the preseason he had, and he never really got a chance. And then he started the last two games in a row. I thought he'd done okay without doing brilliant on Friday night.
It looks like it's a free transfer from Motherwell to ourselves.
Free transfer, okay.
Yeah, but it's, as you say, though, it's even coming in as a free, you still have to feel, you have to prove yourself anyway, though, don't you?
Yeah, and he's probably itching to get going, because, you know, if he's come to us, then he's obviously not been playing much with Motherwell, or he hasn't been doing as well as for them to let him go for free. So yeah, look, I think he's just very unlucky, and hopefully it looked worse than it actually materializes.
It happens at the worst time, because in the next couple of minutes after that, Bowles make their substitutions, and McDade and Akintunde came in. I really felt when they came in with a lot of energy, and it really, you know, with being able to utilize the conditions a whole lot more, you could just see they definitely upped the tempo. You've already mentioned, you know, Shelvey with two big saves in the moments that happened then after as well. But I thought for the guts there of an hour or more, Daily Mount was silent. The crowd weren't happy, you could tell. And then all of a sudden, it just took the initial save. Was that McDade cutting in? I can't remember now. If it was when Shelvey saved it with his hand coming across him, and that got the crowd up, and then the save at the back post then very shortly after, and you could just tell their tails were up from that moment then, couldn't you?
Yeah, look, I think it just gives the crowd a bit of a lift, and that coincided with the few big chances they had. But they were the players that came in as well, so Akintunde is always a handful. He seemed to be doing quite well with them last year. I think he might have picked up an injury, or Afolobi came in then, and we all know how well he done. But I think when you pair up our substitutions with theirs, like the options we have are like Ryan O'Kane, who's still learning his trade, and Owen Kenny, the two attacking options we brought on.
And then it was just Keane for Doyle, which is just kind of like for like before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, Keane for Doyle, and look, he hasn't really established himself in the league. He's had a lot of injuries. He's played with UCD, no offense to UCD, but like, you know, they bring on Dale Rooney, who was probably top assists in the league last year, McDade, who's been over in England as a season pro, and Akintunde, who's very dangerous, and end up, you know, Rooney gets assist for the Akintunde goal. So look, it's probably a measure of, you know, the profile of the squad we have compared to the profile of the squad they have. I know, like, they had the luxury of resting six players from their match against Shells on Friday night. And look, unfortunately, like, we don't have that luxury at the minute, where the players that have come in haven't really performed, and we're just having to rely on a core bunch that done well, and the boys stuck loyal to them. So you couldn't really complain about the starting lineup, or, well, not complain about it, but the only surprise was Doyle, I suppose, for me anyway.
Just when they, you know, they make those, I suppose, more positive substitutes, they're on top in the game. I think Medeid also had that other free kick. He tried to catch Shelby out at his near post, yeah. But goes into the side netting. But straight after that, we just make that substitute keen for Doyle. Was that the time you want to be thrown on Kenny and then nearly just to give them something different to think about?
Yeah, or even bring them on alongside
or Durant at that stage, something that's going to change the way we're playing, because going like for like when they're on top, you know.
Yeah, and look, they probably thought maybe Doyle hasn't played many minutes or many 90 minutes anyway, at least. So maybe they're trying to stop the tide at that stage. But yeah, look, bring somebody on that's going to be energetic. Like Durant and Kenny Kenny got himself around when he was on, and we've seen Durant do it. Anytime he's come in, he looks like a bright spark. So look, I'm not really sure on the Durant one, but yeah, you'd like to think at that stage, you know, it's 0-0, bring them on, or even 1-0, try and get them on and try and go for it a little bit. You might as well lose 2-0,
going for it,
and settle for a 1-0 without a shot on target.
Would you say probably the only real bit of quality the whole night was that Dale Rooney cross in from the free kick for the winner?
Yeah, like look, they've had a few long range efforts, but nothing really that Shelby wasn't up to.
That's all right. Look at you now, you're picking him up.
Well, I was just going to lead into it. I thought he was poor for the goal, to be honest with you, because, you know, it's a dangerous ball into it, but you'd like to think that's the goalkeeper's area. He half comes for the ball and he half doesn't come for the ball, and he's sort of caught in no man's land. So if he stays in his line, he might have a better chance of saving it, because, you know, the time between the header and the ball going into the net, where it's point blank at him then at that stage, isn't it really? So he sort of does make an effort to come, and maybe he realizes, I'm not going to get here.
I wonder, is it something to do with the float of the ball just in the wind, that he was maybe finding it harder to judge at that stage? And I understand what you mean, because the ball, you would have thought the breeze is probably hanging it in the air and bringing it closer to goal with him. Could he come and at least compete for it to put off Akintunde coming, maybe? Especially, you know, you like to think he's got one eye on the incoming players, and you could see that he had got round in front of Archie Davis as well. There was a group of about three players there. Archie Davis ends up on the outside of the three. I think Boyler's in front. So if the ball was dropping short, Boyler would have had it, but he kind of sprints out of the other two players that are there, and Davis is the wrong side then to try to make any impact. So I understand kind of what you mean. Can you come out and just compete and just even put him off a touch? Because you see, from one of the free kicks we had in the second half, and their keeper comes out with a big punch with Kenny that time, you know, takes player, takes ball, takes the whole lot. I'm watching back the replay of it. It does come across a lot of players before it gets to Akintunde at the back, though. So I'm going back into my keeper's union now and saying, hang on, maybe not. It's traveling kind of over a lot of heads in that, but for him to come out and, you know, it would have been a split second thing where if he was going to win it, he would have got fists in front of Akintunde. And if he doesn't do that and Akintunde gets a header in front of him, we're all lambasting him for coming out and not winning the ball. So it's a damn thing you're doing, probably damned if you don't.
Look, I'd rather my keeper comes out and tries to clear it. If he does come, and then if the defender gets in front and nicks it, then, you know, he's just quicker, or the ball's on the money or whatever. But when you come halfway, you're just dead in the water, really, for me.
Yeah.
Because you can't react quick enough to save anything once it's on target, or, you know, if he just stays in his line or stays 1-2 yards off his line, you know. But look, it's probably been ultra critical. You can be critical of the mismatch. Of Davies being the wrong side, or is he supposed to be picking up Akintunde? Because that just doesn't seem right to me.
No. And all I'm thinking is the two lads, Garth and Burnsy, you know, being central defenders, you'd like to think they would, you know, the fact it was a set piece as well, it's probably going to annoy them all week now that they were undone by something. You know, a big group of players like that, you've got to have one of your big centre halves, I think, or somebody strong to go in and break up that group of players, because you know they're going to shield somebody to break out on that. So you need someone who's just going to block that run and kind of stop it. And, you know, you like to think neither of those two lads would have been letting that happen in their day anyway.
Yeah. Look, I'm sure both of them would have been itching to head that ball away, and they would have if they could.
I suppose there's people are kind of asking, what does this result mean? You know, would that put off any managers from potentially coming in here? And like, I don't think so. You're probably seeing there's an honest enough group of players that just, you know, we've probably seen over the past two games that there's a little bit more about them, but we need some sort of a killer or a cutting edge, really, in particular in the final third of the pitch to make this team work. Like, we've seen that we can, you know, in our past three games, we kept three clean sheets, but the lack of opportunities created, I think Davy English had something up there, six shots on goal in our last four matches. I mean, that sort of stats are it's not good enough. And that'll kind of kill you. And like, no shots on target today for all the huff and puff and having the breeze with ourselves in the first half, we didn't make that count. And you think the one, you know, we're talking about the goal and three other big chances, but they're all on target from them and they're all utilizing the breeze.
Yeah, look, we've been inundated with CVs, so I don't think any manager's going to be withdrawing them. And look, the performances the last couple of days will give anyone, you know, seriously looking at coming in to do the job good hope, like. But yeah, look, if we don't have a shot on target, we're definitely not going to score unless it's an own goal or something like that. So yeah, look, that's massive. Like, six shots in four matches is six shots on target in four matches is poor. Like, you'd be liking to do that in one or possibly two. So yeah, look, we all I think we've said it the last three, four, 5 weeks, you know, we need to be a goal threat. You know, if you don't score goals, you're not going to win games. And like we've said before, if all it takes is us to concede one like we have tonight, and we lose the game. So, you know, to be living on that knife edge constantly, you know, you're going to lose an awful lot of games and draw a handful, you know, and the first win's still yet to come. Like, you know, the more matches we go on, we haven't scored as well. Like, I know the couple of goals we have scored, bar the first free kick against Rovers, like, they're
consolations,
pretty much consolation goals at the end of the game. So
yeah, you're 2-0 down at Shells and you're 4-0 down at that stage in the brand new well. So
yeah. So look, you know, we all know what needs to happen. We need more midfielders shooting a target and strikers being in the right place at the right time when the crosses come in.
Corey Hallam wants to know, is there any manager rumours going on?
Plenty of rumours, but I don't know how much any of them is true or not.
I think the old rumour mill's in overdrive.
Davy English told me Young McCourt's taking it.
Might work out at the end. I mean, you're looking at a trip to the showgrounds now on Friday. I mean, what can the lads do different, Steph? Do you feel like, is it we keep going this way? Do you throw something, you know, something wild in there now and try to spice it up, try a different formation? Like, what can you do? Bear in mind that, you know, you're not going to have the full week again for training and working on and focusing on this match ahead.
Yeah, well, look, we haven't the full week, but you'd like to think having this match, you know, I know we've had two now in the last couple of days, but you'd like to think having this match actually gets us up to speed a little bit more. Okay. Like, the players that have been playing, for me, the players that have been playing, hopefully are a bit sharper and a bit more match fit, because some games we looked like we were over rotating it, and you know, like the continuity wasn't there and whatever else under Stevie. So you know, hopefully the match was a positive. We definitely don't want to revisit the nightmares at Oriel Park against Sligo. Like they're on a bad run of form, so I hope they're not just looking at us thinking, you know, happy days, we'll get back on form against Dundalk on Friday night. But yeah, look, all joking aside, I'd like to see us play two up top. Now don't ask me what to do. I'd like to play up top.
Well, there's my next question gone.
Scratch that one. I was thinking back earlier and yesterday, the game against Sligo, like they played two up top against us and it seemed to just totally throw us. Most teams play one up top, but they had Mata and they had Chapman, and Mata was like pinning as the nine and Chapman was busy in front of him, and it just, like Boyle and Maya were that night, didn't know whether to go, sit, drop off, go high, and you know, it just causes all sorts of headaches that, you know, we couldn't deal with. And before we knew it, there was a couple of individual errors there as well, but before we knew it, 1-0 down and the game was over. And I was lucky to be only five in the end. So, like, you know, if...
Does that take the pressure off Gullen then as well? Like, do you think, like, there tonight, I think he's going up and challenging with Keita for headers there tonight, but like, who's he heading it on to? Because there's no one in behind him. So like if he wants to go and be the battering ram at the front, you need someone like a bit of pace of Owen Kenny or Sam Durant or something like that to kind of play off that.
And look, to
occupy defenders.
Yeah, and look, if I was to have a go at the starting 11, I thought like how good was Benson on Friday night? I think he was the majority of people's picks for man the match. He was busy, he was playing the eight, he was going box to box, he was getting the ball, picking it up, driving with it, playing it out wide. Today, was he a bit non-existent, particularly in the second half? He actually got substituted and I was like, I actually forgot he was on there for the last 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
like he was totally out of the game because he was probably playing in that bit more of an advanced role with Doyle on. So, like, I was thinking, you know, Hogan looked bright enough in the 10. I would have left him there.
Yeah.
And brought in, that's what I was thinking, bring in Durant on the right. You know.
You're mad to get Durant into this team, aren't you?
Give us a bit of legs, a bit of dangerousness about us.
But we've seen that against Cork last year, didn't he? When he had that time to run on, you know, he's not scared to take on players. And maybe that's what we need, and then get a shot after it. Sometimes they could be wild, but at least he's shooting.
Yeah, but like, you know, Benson's gone from, you know, being in the eight, he looked at home, to possibly playing higher up the pitch, and then he's just not as involved, and he comes out of the game a little bit for me. So that's, I was sort of thinking, you know, we already have two injuries, so don't reshuffle the whole thing. It sort of just changed the dynamic for me a little bit with Doyle coming in. Doyle was sitting deeper than Benson was, so like, you know, and High was still doing his thing where he was getting the ball and playing some nice balls. He did overhit one or two as well, but he played some nice balls as well across field. And look, if you're gonna have one criticism of the starting 11, that probably would have been it from me. But you know, who am I?
He looked decent again tonight. Looked good on Friday night as well. You know, Bradshaw in the left back is that kind of his role now? You'll see at least till the break. If we're going to strengthen somewhere, do we try to strengthen there? And he seems our most competent left back anyway.
Yeah, look, I thought he was probably man the match for me. I thought he was excellent. He snuffed out a lot. Most, if not all the times, he's won all his battles, and then he was just playing the simple ball. There was a time I thought he was going to be under pressure, and you know, the winger came down his outside and he just cut it on the inside, on the outside of his left foot, and just
It's lovely that.
Made the winger look like a bit of a fool. Like he was sending him to Leo Burdocks, I think. But yeah, look, and then he just plays it simply, and he's strong. He wins his battles. You know, I thought he was very good. You know, we were sort of saying, you know, he was put in left full, and he'd done a job, and you're sort of thinking, you know, if he does it again, then you could sort of say, yeah, no, he can make that position his own now. And I think he's done really well tonight. I think for me, he was unfortunately a defender again, up for man in the match for me.
But well, it's funny. Like we'll kind of wrap it up on this because we done long enough on Friday night as well. But the two games that Gartz and Burnsy have been in charge, like we can see a more positive attitude maybe around the team, a little bit more spark around the team for it. But like, can you see a little bit more? Like, have they tightened up at the back a little bit? Do you feel have they kind of? Like what's the real positives you see from the two lads coming in and maybe stabilizing this slightly? We don't look as porous anymore.
Yeah, look, I think we were very vulnerable when Stevie was there. Now I don't know, it was hard to put your finger on it, but like for me, if I was in that team and you were playing, like you have to have a bit of player pride about yourself. You're looking around going, we're bottom of the league now. So I think, you know, maybe players' attitudes or the reactions. Like, I don't think Burnsy came in and waved the magic wand. And next of all, they're all great defenders, and yeah, you know, they all can play a certain system after what was it? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's 3 days. Yeah. So yeah, look, I don't think the two lads are Pep and Jurgen Klopp. I think, you know, the players obviously realize it's not good enough, but there's
playing Bradshaw, like just even the comments in there playing Bradshaw, yeah, well, that seems to be a great solution.
Yeah, that's a great shout. Like obviously that you can put that down to the two boys playing Bradshaw left full as a positional thing. And but yeah, look, I think you've seen a lot more desire. We've been a bit more aggressive. Everything in the play seems to be the efforts there. You know, the quality might just lack a little bit in the final third, but you know, there is signs of big improvements there, so there's no doubt about it. I think the results, like the whole St. Pat's were flying at the time to a 0-0 draw at home, and then obviously we've only lost by the smallest of margins tonight, after another good performance. Shows that there is something there, but you know, the big worry, the big elephant in the room is the goals and the shots on target.
Exactly. Davey English wants to know, is this team to the best of their abilities? Like they stepped up in the last two games, but is this the best that we can get? Davey, we're trying to wrap this up quickly. I think if you look at people like Bradshaw, probably in the last two games as well, you know, Archie Davis is probably playing a little bit better as well. So I think they've instilled a little bit of confidence and maybe playing players to the best of their ability in some positions. And that probably highlights a problem. Like you just said, we seem to be making changes for the sake of making changes in some of our teams. And I think players were getting confused where they were playing. You know, Darrell was kind of playing out left. Sometimes he's playing right. Sometimes he's playing through the 10. Didn't know quite where to be. We've seen more out of Robbie Benson in the last two matches that we've seen for a lot of the seasons as well. So I'm thinking they've kind of just gone and rather than trying to overcomplicate it, just put the players in their best positions and try to get the best out of them. We're still lacking a little bit of quality and we're still lacking that real cutting edge. But I think even just playing, you know, players in their strongest position is clearly making a difference.
Yeah, yeah. And it's probably
a little too simplistic, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was gonna say it's probably the obvious one, like, you know, players in their strongest positions.
But you know, we Robbie Benson at left back for a while. We'd Hayden Muller trying to play over that side. You know, when turned out, Bradshaw could have played left back all along. You know, so like, I just think sometimes we were just way overcomplicated. I think at the time, I think Skip was just trying to find something that might just unlock this first victory for him, or you know, make us a little bit more creative going forward. That it just became a muddle of a team that he tried to put out each week. And it sometimes you don't have to be always asking questions in your lineup and to give the opposition something to think about. You can, you know, utilize the players you have and make them even stronger. I mean, it's probably a thing now where, you know, we've seen Robbie Mahon come in and play well over the last 2 years. We're probably going to have to think of something now for that position now as well. Or does that give you your two up top solution?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, look, I think sometimes managers might possibly overthink it, or, you know, you can try and change your team or your system to counteract what the team you're playing against is. I think even the best managers in the world, like Pep Guardiola, changed his team and system for the final against Chelsea, and it totally backfired on him. Like, so, you know, it just seemed like, you know, you're sort of questioning every time a lineup came out. It wasn't one you were questioning. There might have been three or four, and you're sort of even guessing, you know, what formation are we going to play today? You know, is Benson going to play left back, or is he going to play in the 10? Is he going to play in the 6? Is he going to play in an 8? You know, there was just so many questions about it. And then looking, I'm sure that the players knew themselves what they had. But, you know, if you're jumping different positions, there's no consistency, continuity. If we're doing well, then you don't change things. So, you know, it was probably loads of small things just adding up. And then, you know, it's hard. Once the fan base starts going against what's happening, and you know, you have a lot of people waiting in the wings just to shoot you down. And you know, you had all the St. Pat's fans attacking the Dundalk social media page as soon as we had a bad result, just because they still have a gripe and stuff. But yeah, look, it was probably a tidal wave that just couldn't be reversed at that stage. But yeah, look, you'd like to think, you know, we've built from the back now, or we've become a bit more solid, and hopefully we can just start improving the little bits up front. But yeah, look, the sooner we get something permanent in place, the better off.
Yeah, I can't see it by the end of this week, though. Mind you, Corey's kind of looking to see if we can get that in before.
We don't know any. Nobody tells us anything. No, we don't know anything. We'll guess.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. There's always kind of murmurs of one thing or another. But, you know, it seems like we're even far away from that. You're probably looking, you know, you have a week before we play Bose again, of course. Kevin, you kind of want to have it in before Shells at the start of May, though, would you?
Yeah, like, look, oh, Jesus, I'd like to think, you know, there's serious work going on behind the scenes. I don't know, the owner, like, it just hasn't come out of the blue. Like, the performances and the results haven't been good for a while. So I don't think it was just a knee-jerk reaction. We'll get rid of the manager now. Like, if they should be thinking about who they had in mind to replace Stevie, maybe even as soon as he went, or a little slightly before. Like, what? Otherwise, like, just leave him in the position he's in until
you have
something lined up, pretty much. Like, if you're gonna, we're sort of in limbo at the minute, so you wouldn't like to see that dragging on anymore. As much as, you know, we've seen a slight upturn, if you've nobody permanent there and then results start going badly wrong again, then it's sort of like, well, I'm not the real manager here. You know, the players are going to react to that as well. You need to have someone permanent in the place and know where it's going to. Whereas it's just, you know, doing enough to get to this stage, doing enough to get to the end of the Pats match, doing enough to get to the end of the Bulls match, doing enough to get to the end of the Sligo match, but the it's all short term. We need some longer term plan, and you know, start building it, because we're in a relegation dogfight and we're in a really, really bad spot at the minute. So the quicker you can get somebody in to try and turn it around, for me anyway, the better off we'll be.
Yeah, look, and I think the other thing we have to think about as well is any manager coming in, like, they've got this group of players to work with. You know, it's not like there's a transfer window open, or do we know there's a budget to even bring in anyone, or, you know, let someone go to bring somebody else yeah. in. So we're still working within the constraints of this current team. And so although we're seeing an upturn on, you know, how we're playing, like you say, we're not seeing a massive upturn in whatever sort of results. And that's the main thing that counts in particular, even scoring goals. It could be even just getting shots on target at this stage. We might need to do, you know, who was it that had all the arrows pointing at the goal? All the fans. We might need everyone in the town end on our next home game just pointing yeah. at the goal.
I've seen a good one during the week as well. Some team hadn't scored in so many games, and they were, like, all the fans started chanting, "Let's pretend we scored a goal."
That's right. Yeah.
On the countdown, and they all celebrating. We hope we all get to that.
Yeah.
Last stage.
I think Villa got to that stage once, and we won a corner, and we went nuts, like we'd scored a goal. We just had got a corner. So I don't want to get down to that either. And Jason Crawley also saying, you know, he's in for your Sam Durant thing there tonight, saying that game was kind of made for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we need a Barry Conlon up top as well. Cult figure.
Anyway. He got the goal though. Yeah, he got the important goal. Look, Steph, like I say, you have lunches to make, so we better not drag this out any longer on the school night. On a night, unfortunately, where, you know, Dundalk did concede down to a 1-0 defeat in Dalymount. It's onto the showgrounds on Friday. I don't want to be one of those to say we got to go again, but literally we got to go again on this, and somehow we got to find a way to get a goal. Whether it's Steph's two up top and we go for broke on this, or we try something from a set piece, but it's something we've got to work in. We're seeing a little bit more kind of solid at the back, but we need to start building up the top as well. So look, until next week, I suppose, come on the town.